Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Kristen, are we podcasting?
It's as though we don't spend 100 hours a week together.
I know. You would think that we could just bring like microphones and a camera and just like record our conversation in the car. However, we'd get sued in so many directions for all the shit we talk.
Absolutely. And I think it's so funny. We spend all of this time together. And yet when our airplane seats aren't together, I'm disappointed.
I know. I'm like,
well, what am I supposed to talk about with this guy? He's not going to want to hear about
like,
it.
Pass this throat lozenge to that lady up there. Give her a message. Ask her if she thinks the guy in 1C is cute.
Or if that flight attendant is giving us an unnecessarily run for our money of her
being a bitch.
Bitch. Yeah, man. We got... Listen, oh. We always defend flight attendants. I have been there when I saw a flight attendant get bit by a dog. Then that dog tried to bite me. And then the lady tried to bite me. It was terrible. We always defend flight attendants. But this woman from the jump, she was like, I'm gonna fuck up somebody's day.
I mean, I don't understand when you just ask for something like very basic, like, is there Wi-Fi on the plane? And they're like,
I don't know. Is there Wi-Fi on the plane? What did you ask for that she got so salty? You were like, it was something
a Coke
so
Zero?
Yeah.
They have Coke Zero.
They do have Coke Zero.
It was, she was in like, the...
I guess I will get you a Coke Zero.
Sorry to disrupt your peaceful flight.
Yeah. So get out of the jump seat, lady.
Yeah. I can tell how concerned about safety you are by sitting in the jump seat, lady. Oh, we're
and
fine.
She gave the like speech to everybody in the front of the plane, and it was still that kind of salty, like, okay, everybody, listen up. Here's the thing. We have chicken. We have pasta. I'm going to come by and ask you which one you want. I'm like, good cripes, lady. You need a Xanax.
Listen, and for that particular flight, we happen to be in first because we fly the same airline so we can get our dang points and get upgrades. And when I'm in first, you put on the show, lady. I want you to kindergarten teacher it up. I want you to wear the shirt. I want you to sell what's happening because I need the experience.
Because it's kind of the only time that we get treated like nicer than.
Yes.
You know.
It's true. Listen, okay. We are
true.
Podcasting.
Let's move on. Hey,
we are.
We're podcasting. If you want to see this hot action in action, you can. You can go to YouTube and see us. You can also see us live because we have a handful of shows left.
That's right.
Which I'm very excited about.
Get Arizona. Your tickets now.
We're doing Flagstaff. We're doing Chandler. Both of those places we've played before, and it's always a blast. We're playing Sioux City. We're playing Nebraska. We're playing... No, I'm doing it wrong.
We will have already.
Doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We'll be past.
Well, if you have a time machine, tell us how it went.
You know, I know how it went, Kristen. I'm into visualizing. It went awesome. And there were a
lot
of drunk
ladies.
It was great.
Please visualize that I looked really skinny because all the food that we're eating on the road, I'm like, it's weird that my pants are tight.
Oh, hey, Kristen, are you saying that burgers and fried chicken sandwiches every meal aren't going to slim you a down? Because
no, can we talk about how fast I ate that
French dip?
I'm embarrassed.
I didn't even have to wait for what particular sandwich you were talking about, because for 2 days she was like, do you think that wasn't even good for me? That I ate that
no.
so fast. That's too fast. I shouldn't.
It was embarrassing. I was like, I think grown-ass men could not wolf down a French dip the way I did. It was like I had never had food before. And I wasn't that full after. That's my problem. I was like,
number one,
it was delicious.
It was like some kind of a pretzel bread or something like that.
Oh my God, it's the bread when it's soft, when it's not a Kaiser roll, but it's that soft pretzel bread. Then you got the au jus.
Oh, this was very good au jus. Like it was like,
it was
thick
delicious.
Au jus. And it didn't have the overwhelming like Swiss cheese. It was
I don't like Swiss cheese.
Not on a dip.
Cheese. Not on a dip. It's got it can't overwhelm it.
I almost like American better on a dip because it's a little bit like.
I agree with you.
Softer.
See, this is why we got to sit together on the plane because
I am
in agreement with that. I think Swiss really blows it.
We will do an entire episode of this podcast on cheeses for sandwiches. That's going to be later on, though, because I need a lot of time to prepare for that because I do have a lot of ideas I need to organize.
I have a lot of ideas about cheese as well. So hold on to your hats, 27-year-old single guy.
All right, listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. I have a mom box that's about the podcast that I'm going to do later. And stick around for that because you're going to crap your pants, ladies. It's so funny. But I got to tell you what I'm doing tonight that I'm so excited for.
Okay.
My son made a scary film and he is in a scary film contest. So it's at his middle school. So
That's awesome. That's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Like
I'm taking notes because I will forget what I'm going to say. And this is funny that we're talking about this because I have thoughts. Okay, so you're going to the school.
So it got me like down this rabbit hole of like horror films. They aren't calling theirs horror film. They're calling it scary film. And I was like, well, I mean, obviously they're doing it for Halloween. And with Halloween being this week, it really got me thinking about films that we watched when we were kids and how like when I was my son's age I was watching stuff that still scares me to this day. So
you're talking about Freddy Krueger and why I slept in my parents' bed for like four more years.
Oh, why I would like take a shower in the with my back to the shower, like literally against the wall of the shower because I was so scared.
I don't think they do them the same. I don't think horror films are made the same. I think just the nature of the 80s being like, we don't care if there's fallout. What's mental fault? Like, we don't care what kind of trauma. We will show anything we can just to scare the shit out of you. And it's always going to start with a real porny scene of like guy and girl like making out. And you're going to see boobs. And then that girl can't run. That girl can't fucking run. Just like in every nightmare you've ever had, your legs stop working and you fall over every tree limb. And then you get murdered by a chainsaw. Like, it's literally that simple.
Well, I think they've gone, like, horror's gone a lot more, like, psychological, which I think is really smart. Because I think a lot of people, well, like, here's what my son's, it's called The Birthday Party. And they did a lot of it on, like, my husband hung up, like, a blue curtain
thing. Of course.
So, because kids today are so savvy, they can, like, green screen themselves into films and stuff. Like, into backgrounds. So what it is it's this birthday party. He did it with three other kids. So they each wore like wigs and played different characters, would film that part. And so there's like seven kids in there because they could all play like a different part and then green screen the kid in. So the beginning of it is this. Okay. The beginning of it with the credits is this. I think this is really clever. And I'm only saying this because he's my son, but also I just think it's really clever. So there's this VO that sounds like the radio or like a newscaster announcer that says like, a serial killer has escaped.
Foreshadowing.
But then it ends, the newscast ends with, please do not take precautions. Because it's the serial killer that does the VO. Okay.
Oh.
So at this birthday party, the kids like disappear one by one.
What a great idea. That's great.
And so the birthday person is the serial killer, which is my son. So it's, and it had to be under 3.5 minutes. So they're going to screen like 20 of these tonight.
Fun.
I'm so excited. I think it's going to be awesome. But it's psychological.
I think that's so fun. And you know what? That's something like our kids now, they can do. Like my son is learning how to edit on Adobe, and like they can put together, I don't know if you, my daughter put together what's, they call them the edits. They put together an edit. My daughter put together an edit for her Christmas list. And it's like got music to it. And it's like, you know, cuts into like hand sanitizer and Laneige lip stuff. And I'm like,
yeah.
Can I give you a bunch of my mom so hard videos? And can you put those together so we can use those? I mean, what are you guys doing with your time? They really can do a lot of production value stuff. So that's going to be really fun.
Listen, it's great because I remember like working at a newspaper out of college, and the technology was, it's so much more advanced now that it was, you were literally cutting pieces of paper out, taping them down. Like,
or you'd had two VHS tapes and you were like, play one, record the other, play one, record. If you were dare trying to make an edit, it was literally
impossible.
Like you had to have a like moviola with like cutting out different film strips and taping them together. It was so hard. Now they have iMovie and it's like so cool and you can put green screens in and all that fancy stuff.
He was going to let it go. He told me that he wanted to do it like when they sent the flyer home. And I was like, great, you're going to do it. And because you and I were going to be on the road, I like sort of planned ahead when it could happen and like when it needed to happen by. And you heard me complaining a lot about when that shoot wasn't happening as I had instructed it to happen because I was gone. But like, I wanted him to do it because now he just knows that they can do it. Like if they're bored on a Friday night, they could get together and make a movie.
Man.
Like they sat down, they storyboarded it over pizza, and then they went and they made the thing. And I couldn't be more proud. So I'm so excited to go see it.
It's so exciting. My son did. This is definitely like, my son had to do a video about the Roman Empire, and when my husband showed your husband the end product, Britt started laughing so hard because he looked at my husband and he goes, I know how many hours you've worked on this. Because we both went a little overkill. So you know what happens is, what do they say? The road to something is paved with good intentions.
Sure.
But the road to, you know. So Finn wanted to do this really cool idea of like showing like a Roman Empire while he was like regurgitating all the information for the assignment. And we're like, let's take this up a notch, man. Let's like, let's put up a green screen. Okay, let's take up. Pretty soon, Colin and I are like running a production. And I would just like to say for the record, I put together the costumes and they were brilliant. And I should have gotten an award because Eleanor was playing a little Roman Empire guy and she had a pots and pans lids. For the shield, it was amazing.
Adorable. I thought you were going to say that my husband was laughing at how gory it was because I do.
Oh, no, I was going to. I was just going to say, I did not see the end product, but I saw the email from the teacher that said, we think this is a little too graphic. And I was like, "What? Eleanor Sweeney in a toga with a pot lid does not feel a graphic." And then Colin was like, I might have spliced some stuff in. I was like, first of all, overkill on the parents' part. This is supposed to be kids. We've done it wrong.
Tell them
and
what movie he got the footage from, Kristen.
What's it called? What's 300?
300, yeah.
Okay, so at some point, Finn is coming in and he's wearing this like Roman Empire outfit. And then cut to bloody battle between all of these like very chiseled dudes with blood going everywhere. And then it would come back to Finn, who's like scrawny and like in fourth grade, like covering his head with the, I was like, good God. And I even said,
cut to,
I go,
scenes,
geez,
from Gladiator.
Totally.
Where two,
I go,
swords.
Colin, like, impale him. I go, he's supposed to show this to his class.
It's like a Polanski movie, people. It was gory. Yeah.
Also, I was like, maybe we just should not have been as involved as we were. Like, we basically had like grips and electrics there. Like, we should have like taken it. We just both got like very into it. And I have to say is I have two videos of us going overboard that I will treasure. You will treasure this video it will be forever like the best thing you've ever seen.
Listen, it's what you guys do. And I guarantee you, if there is a, you know, future business leaders of America where you need to put a spreadsheet together and you're an accountant, you're going to go overboard. You're going to make sure that that is the best presentation ever seen. And you guys just, that's why I thought like, this would be such a fun thing for Britt and Dash to work on together. But the interesting thing was, he would not let Britt help. My son would not let his dad help.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I think we overwhelmed our son. I think we were like, all right, let's get this crew together. We're going to start shooting at 6 a.m. Here's the call sheet.
He's like, you guys, I'm not even in it. I'm not even in it.
Yeah, he's like, you guys wrote me out of it. I'm like, your performance was weak. Let's get something. We need somebody older with more ab muscles. What is this, third grade?
We need to appeal to Kansas City, okay? And you're not doing it, you Irish kid. We got to get somebody who looks a little bit more Roman than you do.
But the best thing is when you watch these like 2 years later and the kids are so small in them.
I know.
Like we did one for Eleanor for the book Holes. And she, for her book report, and she was wearing a green shirt and the background was a green screen. So all it is her head floating the whole time. Like we ironed out some of the kinks in production on hers and then really nailed it for the Roman Empire on his. We've done two in our family and that will be the last of it.
I got to tell you that when he showed me the final product, there was a real genetic nature nurture thing happening because all of a sudden, my son became my husband and I because I watched the video and I was like, hon, I think it's amazing. I think it's so good. Do you want notes? Do you want my thoughts on any? Like, because I think you could really amp up the suspense with some sound effects. And he was like, it's done. Like, how dare you comment on my work, my art? You can go get
my
fucked.
Favorite thing is when they go, you just don't get it. You don't get it. Like,
don't we all know an adult that way too?
We all do. You don't get it. It's funny. And I'm like, no, it's not. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Okay.
No, it's funny. It's just not funny to you, but it's funny. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Enjoy your hot five. I will be there as your mother in the front row. And when it's crickets, you can look at me and I will say, I told you so. As any good mother worth her salt will do.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, you know what I mean? It's actually, so this,
it's going to be so fun.
And it's going to be judged by like the creator of True Blood or something like that. Like it's real deal. Like, cause it's, you know, it's LA.
It's a dad.
It's somebody's dad that goes to the school, but They've got their chops in the scary film space, so it's really exciting. Did you have more to say about that? Because I do have some horror film trivia for you.
Oh, I actually have a horror film that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm super excited about that festival. It's going to be a blast. And one thing the thing about LA, people shit on LA all the time, but if you were somebody that grew up just loving the movies and you moved to LA, there are just things about it that are so magical. Mm-hmm. Like there's somebody that just designs all the ghouls that you've ever seen, like the blood and the guts and the faces and the makeup. There is somebody that does that. And that person employs hundreds of people. And then there's, you know, the stunts department. And then there's like, I remember being at Warner Brothers and there being a entire building dedicated to just painting signs. So it looked like a historic like a 1950s ice cream shop. And it was just bustling with people. So whenever people crap on LA, I'm like, yes, there are those obnoxious people that you hear about. But there's also like dads at a local school who bring their A game to production design your fall play. And you're like, holy crap, this is Into the Woods is like Broadway level. It's built on parents. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
And for sure, like, I don't know that many more assholes in Los Angeles than I've known any other place. Like, I think the percentage is the same. It's just, you know, it's a really populous city. But
yeah,
I think
it's a big city.
What people forget is like it's a tradesperson city. Like I knew the guy that painted the Old Spice boat. Remember from the commercial that they used to use that was like long. Like he was from Iowa. Like
that guy gets paid. I mean, it's just you know. I also all of that like really comes into like when you're talking about like horror movies because it's like it's so practical. It's not as much special or visual effects as it is like practical special effects. So like. You're like walking around set with like blood in your mouth. It's the coolest.
And we have like at our haunted house at school. So a friend of my husband's, they're called director of photography, like that make sure that the camera's in the right place forever. It's an art to make sure everything looks beautiful and whatnot. He's got this great eye. Then he went on to direct. And I happened to mention in conversation that I could use a working UFO for the haunted house.
Because only you can work that into a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, by the way.
Sure enough, he made one. It is solar powered. We use it every single year at the haunted house.
It's so cool. It's such a creative. It's such a creative thing. Well, speaking of, okay, I'm very excited. She's going to be my hot flash for today. There is a new movie on Netflix. You're going to love it. It's called Woman of the Hour. And it is directed by first-time director Anna Kendrick, but we love her from Trolls. We love her from Up in the Air.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick. Everybody knows her. She nails it. I think she did such an extremely – she's did a fantastic job. She's in it, and she directs it. And it's this thriller about a real serial killer who ended up murdering his first victim, and then he didn't murder again for 10 years, and he ended up being on The Dating Game. And he was the bachelor that the woman chose. So, okay, so you remember the like old 1960s dating game where it's like there's a woman sitting in a chair and she's like, bachelor number one.
Totally.
What would you say to this? And then bachelor number two, bachelor number three. So this guy's name is Rodney Alcala or Alcala. And he.
Yes.
So, okay. So he goes on this dating game and it's so interesting that she ends up choosing him because everybody has always said that, like, serial killers, especially they connect him to Ted Bundy, as being sort of charming or different or whatever. She chooses him. And then the story unfolds that, like, you know, obviously this is a movie, so it's put together for a dramatization. But basically she goes on a date with him right after the show is over. And then she uses her gut. She listens to her gut to not go on this, like, trip with him. But when way this story is told, Anna Kendrick nails it. There's something about it being from a woman's perspective that she doesn't overdo it, but it's just enough where your stomach is in knots because I think she pays attention to the real horror for women. And it's, yes, obviously the act is horrible, but it's that moment when you realize you're in trouble. That
is
the thing that separates us from men. When you know that all of a sudden, you're like walking down the street and all of a sudden you go down the street that's a little bit dark. You're like, oh, my haunches are up. I shouldn't be in this space right now. She does an excellent job of showing just that moment of what it's like to realize you're in fucking danger. And the casting is really good. The guy that plays Rodney is magnetic and he's charming and his face looks sweet, but he's a murderer. He's a serial killer of like very young women.
I've heard this story before, and I don't remember all the details.
It's a very famous. The Murder Girls did it. It's a very famous, like true crime story. And I think too, the thing that I really appreciated, and I don't want this to sound like I'm pandering, but there's a young actress in the movie. I should look up her name, and she plays one of the victims, and she is so good. She is. She's just like rough around the edges. They also have like all their eyebrows grown in because it's the 70s and or it's the late 60s. So it's like real hippie and like it feels very authentic. And she is one of the girls that gets murdered and she has a limb abnormality. She has a hand that is like different than her other hand. She only has
the
like a thumb and
does.
A pinky. The actress does. And like I just loved that it wasn't the storyline. It's just she happened to have this like
just
limb abnormality and
yeah.
It's just real life. And like when I noticed it, I was like, oh, and then it made no difference at all. Do you know what I'm saying? It was just like, it was
yeah.
cool to see this casting that wasn't like, well, let's put somebody in here so I can really break my hand patting myself on the back. Or I'm just going to cast this person because she's fucking awesome for the part and I don't give a shit what her hand looks like. It doesn't matter or it does matter. Either way, you're just being transparent about it. And she's fantastic. I should look her up. Let me do that so that I can.
I can watch Anna Kendrick probably do anything and be amazed by it. Like even to the point where I'm like, can you be bad at something, Anna Kendrick? Because it feels like she's beyond the triple threat. She's obviously
oh
smart
my God.
And like just very
so
kind
smart.
As a person. So I'm like, please tell me
and
you just have
so
horrible BO or something. Please.
I know. We have to know something about her. I also don't know that I think she gets all the recognition that I think she really deserves, which is that sort of like, don't forget that you can go be in Trolls and then you can direct a film like this, or you can be in a movie opposite Blake Lively, or you can go do, like, she really spreads her wings. She's also so cute in that like movie with Bill Hader where she's like a elf, Noelle or whatever it is. Like, she can
oh,
really
yeah.
kind of do it all.
She can.
I don't think she's an asshole.
Don't
and
forget
I don't think
she's in a Pitch Perfect, that franchise.
Fuck yeah, man.
She's so good.
We all tried to do the cup thing, you know? But I do.
I knew I couldn't.
I'm sorry to take a pause. Let me just get that actress's name so I don't want to sound like an asshole. The actress I'm talking about, her name is Autumn West. And she's just Google her and look her up because she talks about how like a lot of times she doesn't get parts because of her hand. And I think it's just cool. I'm like, hey, man, we all live in this world where we want to be more open and accepting. Like it starts with that kind of stuff. Like
right.
you just start to accept it, too. Have you ever known anybody that's like either like lost a limb or is different? You sort of start to forget that's their story. And I think that's a good thing when it just starts to be like, oh, yeah, my friend, she's on a wheelchair. I got to deal with that. We got to look for ramps. Like, it's not a
yeah.
whole thing.
Yeah. It's just,
so.
Yeah. It's like Kristen needing readers. It's not a thing, you guys. She just needs them, and I know that. And
that's upsetting.
She's
I don't
glaring
need them.
At me.
I just refer to them sometimes when I need them.
Actually, I don't
Fine.
Know if she's glaring at me or squinting at me. I can't tell because
I'm squinting and glaring. I can't see you on the screen.
She's too proud. Too proud.
Shut up. I just don't want to wear them all the time. They just
all right.
And these are sort of like transition lenses.
Tell me again what the movie is called because
It's called Woman of the Hour.
Okay.
It's on Netflix now. And I also just think it's important to note that, again, the movie's just really good. Doesn't matter. That's all you need to know. The movie's really good. The story's compelling. It's shot in a very cool way. But also, Anna Kendrick is a female director, and those just don't happen very often. The amount of time that it takes to make a movie, you will shoot the movie for 3 months, generally speaking, and then you will edit for a year, generally speaking. That means you are watching that same movie over and over and over again in post for 1 year. So the
yeah.
fun part of like being on set and shooting and action and all that stuff, that's just a little part of the pie. The big part of the pie is in post. And I always marvel at like editors and directors who can sit in that room and find a new thing after you've seen it 3 times. You know me, like when we did our comedy special and Jen and her husband Britt and my husband Colin, they were all in the editing bay. They were like, you need to go do something else because I lose my mind.
Yes, it would have been like that scene from A Clockwork Orange where Kristen is like strapped to a chair, forced to. She's like, we're going to watch this again. How about I go get some snacks? Does anybody want snacks? I'm going to go refill the water cooler because I can't. You know what? Let me check my email again.
We all know our strengths and weaknesses,
it's true.
Okay?
It is. It's a lot of work. Well, I'll watch that movie because I'm excited to. And I'm really, like last night, I was in the mood to watch A Nightmare on Elm Street because they're all on. They're all like streaming on the networks right now. Like you can watch anything. But mostly I wanted to rewatch it and see like how fakey does it look? Because in
that's what I was
going to
ask you. Was it weird?
I didn't watch it because I'm still like mortified of watching it. Like, what if it just like scares me to death again? Because I'm telling you, it was like 6 months of my life where I was scared to like go get a shower and go upstairs. Like, well done, Wes Craven.
Right. My friend Danelle would go out if she heard a noise. Like, if we were at her house and we were by ourselves, if she heard a noise, she would say, let's go look for it. And I go, you think I haven't seen?
Oh, my God. You were think you I born in a horror film, Danelle? Yeah.
Yeah. I go, Danelle, my life does not need any more action than it currently has. And I am a seventh grader with zero social life, but I do not need to go out and hunt for the guy that wants to kill us. You are signing up to be the first one murdered.
Other
I'm
crazy
be
things
squarely in this living room playing Scrabble.
She's gonna be like, no, Kristen, we need to spread out and look for clues.
No,
let's one by one. You check the attic and I'll check the basement.
Absolutely not.
Hey,
me and your mom are gonna hang out.
There's an abandoned circus down the way. Let's go see if we can what we can find there.
I think I get, I mean, all of those movies, like, I was pretty hook, line, and sinker. Like, Jason Voorhees movies, oh my God.
Oh, you kidding
Mike
me?
Myers, that original one, like, just.
Quick question,
you know what movie
then
really freaked me out? Pet Sematary.
Oh,
Pet
that
Sematary
one, yeah.
With
that
the
one,
kid.
Of course.
Oh my God, with the Achilles tendon?
Yes, under the bed. God, I know, we all. Anything. So, okay, do you remember what the, what's the summer camp where Friday the 13th takes place? Do you remember this? Camp?
Crystal Lake.
Ooh.
Camp Crystal?
Crystal Lake.
Am I close?
Camp, okay. It's Camp Crystal Lake. Okay. That's very good.
Okay.
I get
it.
Yeah. I remember watching Friday the 13th and whichever one was out at the time because it seemed like a new one came out
every
single
year. There's literally
17. When we were kids. Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees is squarely in retirement.
Yeah, that guy needed. He got his SAG card.
He had a knee brace.
It was old by the end of it. And I don't know if that was the same actor that. Okay, you know what? This trivia question that I heard. You'll know what other stuff he was in, but this surprised me because I knew this name. Do you know who played the clown in It?
I think I do, but tell me.
Bill Skarsgård. Isn't that a famous actor?
Yes. Are you talking about the most recent one? The one that's like the It, right? The one with the most terrifying thing I've ever seen.
The clown.
The little boy in the raincoat looks down and is clown. Also, I would just like to say in defense of all clowns, this is not helping our cause. No one thinks we're friendlier if you have a movie like It come out and you have the most scary version of a clown. On behalf of all clowns everywhere, I feel like it really does hurt our feelings a little bit.
Hey,
if you make him the killer.
Let me talk to production real quickly. I think I just tooted. It might be in the audio. Don't take it out. Because I feel like, could you hear that, Casey?
I didn't hear it. Did you hear it, Jonathan?
He is laughing. You didn't? And honestly, I don't know if it was my stomach or my beehole, but I made a loud noise, and
I think the horror of this.
I'll put a time code on it, just in case.
The horror of this is that our sweet editor, Jonathan and Casey, have to be a part of this. And not only that, she didn't just let it float and then talk about it.
She came on laughing.
We're still talking about it.
Yeah. There's some noises going on right now. I have a soy allergy, and I just had Chinese food. I ate it like hella fast. It might not have been the best idea, but this is.
I think we found our social clip.
I think we found our social. You know what? Go for it. This real life podcast, so you guys.
We're all doing our best.
Okay.
They're like, let's get out of this as fast as we can before they take us down their dark rabbit hole of sadness.
By the way, I went ahead and I took the liberty of looking up Bill Skarsgård. That is not who I thought that was. He's a hot-looking gentleman. He's very young.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
is it Peter Skarsgård?
Peter Skarsgård is an older... He's an actor about our age, married to Jillian... Or, Gyllenhaal. We're really getting off the topic here. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, you're right. Okay. It's Skarsgård. It's not even the same name. Okay. All right.
It's not even the name. Number one, if you have to... And if you have to think about it, it's fine. Don't take too long. But number one movie that scared you the most that you've ever seen, ever, that, like, left you rattled?
My parents were, like, typical 80s parents and let us watch horrifying stuff way too early. I would say it's a tie between Poltergeist and... Yeah, and Exorcist, because I think I was fucking wrap your brain around this. 8 years old when I watched them. Like, there is no sense in an adult person letting a kid watch those movies at that age. It was so 80s.
They were fine as long as there wasn't a lot of sex or boobs in it. That was the real cutoff. My parents were like,
hell, as long as gas didn't cost too much in the movie, they didn't give a shit. They were like,
yeah,
you can watch whatever.
I know. What's it going to do to you? Everything.
Yes.
The Exorcist, still to this day, if you watch it, stands up. I just watched it, and it tracks the whole time. Like, because I'm afraid to watch, like, Jason Voorhees and the other ones, because I feel like they're going to be corny, and it's going to, like, take my memory down, you know? But
yeah.
Exorcist stands up. I also thought Poltergeist was the most terrifying thing, and I watched it with a babysitter when we had free HBO. Where the hell was she?
Yeah.
And then the one that got me that was kind of recent is Paranormal Activity. I almost went into labor. I mean, you want to talk about the buildup. I was so pregnant. I was pregnant with Finn. We went to the movie. It takes 35, 40 minutes before anything really happens.
Oh,
it's
really,
surveillance camera.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And that when that first thing happens.
Me. It's so, feels like it's real.
I either crapped or peed. I thought my water had broke. Nobody was comfortable with me being in that theater so pregnant.
See, that's
pregnant.
What
that
just
was
happened to me just now talking about it. Something
but you're not
came
pregnant.
Out of my body. No, there's no,
yeah.
But I'm still damaged from the pregnancy.
Yeah,
I know. You're just that like, one is super scary. But so here's why I paused, because I remember when you asked me, I remember Poltergeist, and I remember
The Exorcist
being... particularly scarring because I saw them at such a young age. When I was older, and I was probably a teenager, I finally watched The Shining. And that is a movie that jumps into my head all the time. Like when we were staying out of town this weekend in Colorado, I was like, oh, this is a really long hallway. I hope there's not twins at the end of it. Or like, I'll think of the room, like if it's like room... What is it? 222 is the one with the grandma in the tub or whatever.
Yeah.
Like if I walk by that room number, it'll freak me out. And like, that one really sticks in my brain.
I think a lot of people would agree with that one because it was different. It like hit in a different way and it was really patient. And it's a somewhat normal person going insane. So like, it wasn't like a scary monster. It was like inside of their brain,
yes.
Which was like, it was really terrifying,
more like psychological, which I think like most of us like you if gore doesn't look really real, it's I just always think people that are really into gore movies are just weirdos, but like,
well, like this, Saw and stuff, it's just gore, yes, porn, and I'm like, it starts to get so much that your brain goes, I gotta start laughing at this, or this is like just too much. And I like when there's suspense. I love when there's, what do my kids call them, jump scares?
Yes.
That's my favorite, when it's unexpected, or like, there's nothing better than those. And when you're screaming with a bunch of girls watching a movie that's scary,
oh, yeah.
It's literally the most fun.
I
don't think they make them the same.
I saw just recently, which I'm always behind you guys. This might have come out 4 years ago, but for me, it's very new. The movie Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
I've not seen it.
Oh, it's really fun. Kristen, you will absolutely love it. Who's the guy that dated Kim Kardashian? He dates everybody. That everybody does the memes about him. Pete Davidson.
John Mayer? Oh.
Pete Davidson, right?
Yeah.
Wait, did Kim Kardashian date John Mayer?
I just feel like John Mayer. I feel like I dated John Mayer. Like John Mayer has, I think he has circled the camp 1,000 times, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. I think he would fully admit to that. I feel like I would,
and I feel like I still find him very attractive. None of that sways my, you get a guitar in your hand and you got a soft song to sing. Okay.
Kind of dark eyes that look sad puppy dog. I think I'm.
Yeah. You want to hear body noises? Just give me a minute and I'll be.
Hold on. Let me get these pants off and you're just going to hear a whole bunch of them. And you're going to. You want to talk about a one-man band over here? I can make bass. I can do baritone. I can do a treble. You're in trouble, John Mayer. Who knows where this sound's even coming from, John Mayer? But you
when
brought
I take
this
my
on
pants
your hot
off,
self. Yeah.
This is one mountain you haven't climbed, huh?
I don't want to. Can I just sit here and play music for you? No, get on this mountain, John Mayer.
He's going to be like, I've never wanted to be monogamous with someone else so badly in my life.
You know what? I think I just changed my ways. I think it's time for me to settle down. Well, smart. Marry a very young woman who hasn't had babies that are huge come out of her downstairs.
Yeah, things are happening.
I know. Well, I'll tell you how it goes. But you got to watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. It's okay, Pete Davidson. Okay. And it's a psychological. I mean, there's like gore to it, which
how
is great.
How have I not seen it?
I don't know. I happened to watch it the other night and I was like so glad that I did. It's a fun one, you guys.
Okay. I'll watch it.
I don't like to watch super scary stuff. I did start watching Hereditary and my husband was like, you're not allowed to watch that because it will scare the crap out of you. And I got like 30 minutes in and I was like, actually, it bored the crap out of me. So I didn't get to finish it. Did you watch it?
I think I've seen that one. Yeah, I've seen that one. I wasn't like blown away. You know what? You know who does it like the scary movies is they're generally the older ones. Like Rosemary's Baby freaks
scary.
Me. The
yeah.
Because it's that weird thing where like literally they are not playing by any rules. So you never know what is coming. So like they're not trying to do too much. It's just baseline fear. And like you deal with like some random kid standing on the side of a building. Or is that the Omen. Oh, so very scary.
Oh my God. That is real. I did watch that too young. And I remember they used to show these like on TNT in the afternoon, like on a Saturday when we were kids. Like
did.
And all they would bleep out or blur out were the boobs or like a F-bomb.
Yeah, they just put a blur over the nipples. And we were like, but the guy just got decapitated and we're cool with that?
Totally cool with that. 100%. Yeah. I remember that one. Him on the tricycle, like looking back. Kids being evil is just scary.
Kids, that's why the twins are scary. That's why the Exorcist is scary. That's why, oh my God.
Pet Sematary scary?
Get a chance. Pet Sematary. Oh my God. If you, anybody listening, Google's footage of the movie theaters when they showed The Exorcist for the first time, there are people running out of the theater screaming, vomiting, fucking freaking out because it was so scary. I was like, oh, to be a part of that would have been so cool.
Well, the girl's name in the movie is Regan, and that was going to be my name until that movie.
I'm glad they didn't go with it anyway.
Me too. I know.
Can you imagine?
Barbara
was like,
Reagan?
I don't think they'll know. You don't look like a Reagan.
So funny. I do not look like that. She basically, and this is not a lie, she was like, well, what's the most common name? We'll use that one.
Yeah, I know.
She literally picked it out of the newspaper. And
my mom got my name from a soap opera that she can't remember, so it wasn't that impactful. And then decided to make it I-N instead of E-N because there was another Kristen born the year before and she didn't want to be a copycat. So she really dialed things up, put two I's in it, and now I never get a keychain. Just found my first keychain.
Hey, listen, it could have been worse. She could have spelled it K-R-I-I-S-T-N. I mean, she...
Or K-R-Y-S-T-A-N. You're screwed with that spelling.
Oh, A-N at the end, too?
K-R-Y-S-T-A-N. A-N, yeah.
That's trying too hard.
The Kristens in the world I've met them all now because I complain about this fact so much and that my mom misspelled my name. Doesn't matter. Talk about a horror. That's
I know, horrifying. I do. So I'll tell you guys how it goes. Maybe we can win an award tonight at the at the film fest. But I do have a really amazing mom box that I want to share with
Get
you
ready.
Guys.
I've, is this the one that you laugh so hard in the van that when Jen finds something funny and we're in the van and she reads it for the first time and does not read it out loud, she has the same reaction. So she'll loud cackle out of nowhere to herself. And then, of course, I have to know what it is. And she will equally loud cackle the same way the second time she reads it.
I might.
It's fantastic.
I might loud cackle again.
Well, you just can't get mad at me when I'm on the airplane and I'm watching Thor Ragnarok for the 40th time, having a real good laugh with myself. Because you also have a loud laugh. You just don't do it in impolite
places. I don't do it
places.
on planes.
On planes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, she does.
I'm like, Roger, you're a real crack up. I was going to sit next to my friend Jen, but I'm glad we're getting along so well.
Yeah. She tells me to be quiet when I'm watching movies.
Yeah, she says I can't laugh
times.
At Thor.
But it's just as funny every time. And she'll take her headphones out like she wants to tell me, and I just shake my head. I don't want to know. You've already told me what part of it you think is really funny. Nope. Just keep, if I want to watch Thor Ragnarok, I'll watch it, but I don't want to. So don't tell me. I'm not going to make eye contact with you. Put your headphones back in.
I do take my headphones off.
Yep. I see you're going for them, and I'm like, nope. Nope. I'm going to the bathroom. I don't want to hear about it. Okay.
Like so, Jen's playing boring solitaire.
Probably. But I'm listening to a podcast.
I know.
Okay. And playing solitaire. At the same time. Okay. So this is great. This is epic. And there's a follow-up to it that you don't know, Kristen. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. So this is from Dana Lynn. I will save her last name to protect the innocent.
Okay.
And the innocent is very interesting in the story. Okay. I love you, ladies. I just started listening to the podcast today. I'm dying. Been laughing out loud at work today. I just listened to the car episode and related so hard. I f***ed Katy Perry's little brother in my first Corolla. And I almost cried when I sold her with a laughing, crying face emoji. Unexpected, Dana. Very unexpected.
But also the greatest kind of unexpected is when somebody drops just a filthy dirt bomb like that. And it's fantastic. It gives my life energy.
It's so, and then so I replied with dying laughing emoji faces and said, I think this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. And she responded, you can use it on the podcast if you want to. So
thank you,
we've
Dana.
Got full permission. Now, we don't have the permission from Katy Perry's brother, but I looked him up. He seems like he's doing great. He's a singer-songwriter also. So, I mean,
right. Well, I feel like, what do you got to say about that that you
some
can't?
Some of us have done things in Corollas with much less famous people. So I think
yeah,
you
man, I
need
can
not
see
be
my son in a
that.
Mini Cooper. Yeah, like there's.
You did feel bad selling that car, though. You didn't want to get rid of that car.
I did not want to get rid of that car. It was a very cool car, but when you have a giant baby and you have to put them, like, up and down in the car seat to try to get them in the back.
She's trying to put them in through the sunroof because that baby was so huge and it was a two-door.
Oh, my God. I tried to keep that car, and then I got so pissed. But here's the good news. I was so mad that I had to sell it that I priced it at a price I felt comfortable with, and it wasn't like I wanted to get rid of it really fast, so I stood my ground. So people kept trying to, like, talk me down, and I was like, no. And then finally I went to this woman was like, I want to buy your car, and I was like, great. And we got to the location that we both agreed on, and she was like, how about I get – she wanted to take it down $1,000, and I go, I'm taking the car back. And I drove away. I was like, I will go out of my way to sell this car, and I will go out of my way to keep this car. So if you try to – talk me down from the price that we agreed on. I'm leaving the location. This is not the day. I'm not the one.
What made it hard for you to sell that car was when you would get to the point of sale and then you would say, I'm not going down to 50. My son was conceived in this car.
Yeah. You know what? Now because
value.
Yeah, now
look
that
right
I know this
back
car
there
is
and picture me bouncing around on a large Irish man. Oh, front seat?
front seat. There was no back seat in a Mini Cooper. How do you think we got back there?
There's barely a front seat, Kristen. You're both tall people. I don't know.
I know.
How
we
this
had
worked.
The sunroof open, Jen.
Was this the one? This happened in a Caro's parking lot, right?
Yeah. Yep.
God, I would love security. I'd love that found footage on that horror movie.
Here's what I'll tell you right now. In my head, it was hot and steamy, but sure. I'm sure somebody thought I was giving him a Heimlich maneuver or something. They were like, what? Is he choking?
There was a big crowd outside and gathered, wondering if that guy was going to be okay. And he seemed like he was fine.
Nope. Nobody would gather. They'd literally walk by and go, ugh. Like, it would, in my head, it would gather a crowd. In reality, I think everybody was like, gross. Well, I mean, we were next to the entrance.
You loved each other. Take that, we John Mayer. Take that.
Take that, John Mayer. Take that, John Mayer. Enjoy all these scary movies. Go watch Woman of the Hour. I can't wait to hear about Dashiell's film festival. It's so exciting. It's going to be, this is like little, like, Brit Jen, like, carbon copy going to this thing, which is going to be so cool.
I think we podcasted.
I think we did.